The change in plans was announced in an email to staff Wednesday night. Originally, the company's plan would have had most of its 10,000 workers returning to in-person work in phases starting this past Monday. But hundreds of employees pushed back, arguing that doing so could worsen the spread of COVID-19 in Dane County. And county health officials raised questions about the plan, too. L spoke to WPR on the condition that we only use his first initial. He says he quit in early August because he was so frustrated with how the company was handling the situation.
It's not operating out of an abundance of caution. And when you look at other tech companies and what they did, they all took basically as much time as possible.
In a statement Thursday, the company said it would give employees 4 weeks' notice before asking them to return to in-person work. Rachel Vasquez, Wisconsin Public Radio.